listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Nashville, Tennessee to Copenhagen, Denmark, Waikiki Beach to Tarzana, California, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous, hot summer
afternoon.
Soon to be
smoldering.
Smoldering. But again, it is summer,
yeah,
and there is global warming, so... in the summer in LA, it's going to be hot.
105 by this weekend, buddy.
105, right.
105, and, which is crazy. We complain all the time, you know?
Just recovering from the earthquake of last week, the two earthquakes of last week. You know, they always
I forgot to ask you about that.
They always say earthquake weather is when it's real hot.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know about that. I mean, it comes whenever it's hot, it's not hot, it hits us. So,
yeah.
I don't know. So we're just in recovering mode from the earthquake.
Wow.
But glad to be in the studio today.
Yeah. The scary thing about the earthquakes is you just don't know when they're coming. Hurricane comes, you have warning. Tornado comes, you have a little bit of warning. The monsoon comes, you have a warning. When a major storm comes and lightning, you have a warning. But with the earthquake, Mark? Nothing.
No warning. But you know what? The scientists, they do have that early earthquake warning thing that goes off like 45 seconds before. Mm. He was buzzing, I think, at Caltech. Or not at Caltech. At the
Oh, so you got 45 seconds to get ready.
But that's the weird thing. How are you going to have it in your household, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, Mark, but it's happy birthday Thursday. A lot of people enjoying their birthday today like every day, right?
Happy birthday Thursday. Huh?
Happy birthday Thursday. Nicole
Thursday?
Kidman.
Whose birthday?
How old do you think Nicole Kidman? You watch her show, The Little
yeah,
Lies?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Heating up. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
How old do you think she is?
I'd say she's 50.
51.
Ah.
Boy, you're good.
Yeah.
You were good. Lionel Richie.
Oh, 73.
Wow. 69. I had the pleasure of meeting him at the American Music Awards a couple years back. One of the nicest guys in the industry you could ever imagine to meet. Also celebrating with 69 candles on his birthday cake today, Mark, is John Goodman.
How old is he?
John Goodman.
How old is he?
Oh, 69.
Just, 69.
Just like Lionel Richie.
See, he looks like he's 69, John Goodman.
Yeah.
He lost all that weight. So
yeah.
But he does look 69, yeah.
I would 17 so. Candles on her birthday cake today, Mark, is a TikTok star, Indigo.
Indigo?
Indigo. Oh. Still trying to figure out what the hell TikTok is.
Is that like an app or something? Like a YouTube or like a social media thing?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. YouTuber, Gus Johnson, Mark, is 23.
Gus Johnson.
Gus Johnson.
Sounds like an astronaut, which we're going to be talking about in a minute here.
Les Gold. Does that name sound familiar?
Les Gold?
Yeah,
he sounds like a studio head.
He's the competition for Pawn Stars. That Detroit, he's on that one Pawn Stars show. He's 68. It takes place in Detroit. They got like armed guards out front. Les Gold. Now, how do they pitch that show? See, Pawn Stars was on there. Then a couple years later, this show came. And celebrating 73 candles on her birthday cake today, Mark, is Anne Murray, singer Anne
Murray.
How
old is she?
73.
That's about right, yeah.
Yeah. Haven't seen pictures of her lately, so 73. You're closer to 70 than 80. But when I hear 73, I think, wow, that's approaching 80.
Right, huh?
Lots on the table to talk about today, Mark. And
lots of stuff going on. But the first thing I want to talk about is, in 1 week's time, or a little over than a week, is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Oh, yeah. It's a week from Saturday, I think, right?
I think. Yeah, 20th. July 20th, 1969, is the landing of the moon. So there's a lot of stuff going on around town here in the Los Angeles area. There's a lot of shows going on. There's a lot of specials on TV. There's a lot of stuff. I think just about every channel has something going on for the next week or so.
Yeah.
And one great thing happening, it's ongoing right now. They had the red carpet premiere for this last night at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Excuse me, is the Apollo 11, the immersive live show. Now, this is a great show. It's taking place at the inside the Rose Bowl, and the website for this event is apollo11show.com. Excuse me. Now, pardon me.
Watch yourself.
Now, if you want to get tickets to attend this thing, go to apollo11show.com. Now, this is a great, it's the story of the 400,000 individuals who were responsible for accomplishing this mission.
How many?
400,000 individuals altogether, I believe, on the Apollo mission over the years to get this thing, to get us to the moon. And it's told through the eyes of Ben, a retired NASA aerospace engineer, as he recounts those heady days to his granddaughter, Sydney, who finds her eyes turning away from her smartphone and up to the sky as she dreams about the endless possibilities of space. This celebration, one of mankind's greatest achievements, takes audiences of all age on the ride of a lifetime and inspires future generations to imagine what comes next. Now, this was a great, they had the, like I said, the red carpet event
last night,
and Buzz Aldrin was actually there.
Wow.
Now, you know Buzz, man. He's been to a couple, we've met Buzz a couple times.
Cold as hell, right?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Right, when I asked him, I said, so I got to ask you, Buzz, because I thought this was great, you know, it was a legend. What are your thoughts, or what's the first thing you got to say about landing on the moon? And he says, cold as hell.
That kind of almost doesn't make any sense.
No, but sure it does.
Cold as hell.
In addition to Buzz Aldrin, Charlie Duke was there last night. He's one of the four remaining astronauts who actually walked on the moon, and he was the youngest person to walk on the moon, which is kind of cool. I never knew about or was familiar with Charlie Duke.
Hard to keep track of all of them. I know, granted, you don't know everybody that went on the moon, but
yeah.
Hard to keep track of all the astronauts that went up, whether they were just circling the globe or what.
So the event at the Rose Bowl is taking place in what they call the Lunar Dome. Never heard of the Rose Bowl Stadium. Yeah, it's built in one of the parking lots at the Rose Bowl. Let's see. So last night was VIP opening night for Apollo 11, the immersive live show. In addition, Jerry Griffin was there and a bunch of celebrity guests. This goes through August 11th, so we got another 4 weeks of this event. This is the start of it. It's going on an 18-city tour, which is great. So not
a tour,
only, wow! Yeah, not only people here in the LA area can see it. People from around the country can see this thing, which is great. I mean, I think it's great because it's a great way to celebrate the 50th anniversary of man's first steps on the moon.
Fantastic! Excited to be attending.
It's the Apollo 11, the immersive live show, taking place at the Rose Bowl, and you can get tickets. I guess, let me see here. Staging a groundbreaking, purpose-built venue, Apollo 11 is truly an immersive live show performed by 20 actors under 40,000 square feet of stunning 360-degree video projections and brought to life by world-class theater design. A full orchestral score and live-sized rockets. Wow. This is fantastic. So go to Apollo11show.com. Should be great.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
A lot to talk about today.
The show
is going to be cut short a little bit as far as you and I are concerned because we have in studio guest Stuart Sobeck with the Conquers to Elegance Las Vegas. Mark, I think this is the first one this year that's going to be taking place. So looking forward to that in October. It's our birthday weekend. So Stuart Sobeck coming up at the bottom of the hour. Did you see the ESPYs last night? Because it's been like a plethora of award shows over the course of the last couple weeks with MTV Awards, NBA Awards, BET Awards, and the ESPYs. That's a lot of award shows.
I did see it. It was 3 hours.
Isn't that a lot of award shows for the summer?
For this time of the year, yeah.
Yeah, that's four right there.
It's not. This isn't
MTV, NBA, BET, and ESPYs.
Well, the 22 were 4 weeks ago.
And also, tonight, I think, is the Nickelodeon Sports
Awards.
Kids. Wow, that's
right.
Six in the...
You're right. That is a lot of award shows for the summer.
That is a lot.
And then, Matt, next Tuesday is the Emmy nominations.
Already?
Yeah. Next Tuesday,
fantastic.
Emmy nominations.
Speaking of that,
the Emmys are September 22nd.
Speaking of that, we do have our Emmy event coming up. And you said September 22nd is the Emmys, and our event is going to be 20th. Taking place on the 20th. And speaking of the Emmys, one of our clients who recently came on board, we're happy to have involved. They're going to be participating in our gift bag opportunity. It's a brand mark from Las Vegas. Don't get many brands from Las Vegas, so this might be a good fit for one of our Miss Nevada pageants. But anyhow, Mark, the name of the brand is Dulce Ardor. That's D-U-L-C-E Ardor, A-R-D-O-R. They're a retail company, Dulce Ardor, LLC. They provide fine-crafted barbecue, burger, and jalapeno sauces, along with home-style chips in a variety of flavors. You could find them in Las Vegas stores, or you could obtain their product at their website at DulceArdorLLC.com. So happy to have them involved for our September gifting opportunity. Again, fine-crafted. I like fine-crafted barbecue burger and jalapeno sauces and home-style chips in a variety of flavors. So welcome aboard.
What's the website? Did you get the website?
Dulce. Yeah, oh. I did. Welcome on board. We look forward to having you involved. Thank you so much.
Briefly, Matt, you mentioned if I saw the ESPYs last night.
Yeah.
Before I could really comment on it, we moved on to something else. But yeah, 3 hours... And it had to be, it was a terrible show. The writing was terrible. The jokes were were lack thereof. I mean, Tracy Morgan, I thought, did a lousy job as hosting this thing, and he didn't say anything that was funny. And the way he started off talking about his accident, yeah, was it by the Walmart
That was
truck?
Like 5 years ago.
Right, but the fact of the matter is, the guy almost died.
Yeah.
He got $25 million from Walmart because of it. I don't think he should make fun of it. I mean, that was a disaster. The guy almost died.
Yeah, I don't even think he should be talking about it because it was so long ago. But I guess he was desperate to get a laugh, or he wanted people to see that he's making jest of it. But yeah, I got to admit, though, he did make me laugh a couple times. Oh. Not huge, but he didn't get a lot of laughter.
No.
Who hosted last year?
Good question.
Because I know there was a presenter that came on. I forget what his name is.
Yeah, he's hosting the new game show, Card Sharks.
Card Sharks, yeah. He hosted it a couple years ago.
5 years ago.
Yeah. He was pretty funny, I remember. But
he's a comedian, but he was funny. But yeah, Tracy Morgan was not funny.
Yeah.
And then they did those skits with Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
That wasn't funny.
See,
that's
the great thing about TiVo. I mean, I watched the whole 3 hours in a little more than an hour.
So you really only just saw the people on stage taking
the awards. I watched the red carpet, and when something came on that looked very, you know, uninteresting, I just forwarded it. I don't know, but you are right. But the 27th annual one,
yeah.
Already 27 years. But 3 hours is, well, here's the thing with award shows. 2 hours might not be enough, but 3 hours might be too much.
And, you know, some of those awards they were giving out on the red carpet, too.
Yeah.
So
how about that speech by Jim Calhoun? He went on and on and on.
Oh, the coach.
The coach, not the coach of the year.
But he got it. That was a special award. He got it was a special thing. So when you get the special awards, you're allowed a little bit extra time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, again, like Matt said, there's a lot of stuff going on. A week from yesterday, July 17th, I believe,
yep. Uh-huh.
Is the opening of Del Mar.
Yeah.
Right?
How many, will this be 6 years in a row that we've been attending?
It could be. And this thing's great. You know, we live right over here by Santa Anita, so we're at opening day for Santa Anita, we're at Santa Anita for the Triple Crown, we're at Santa Anita for Pegasus, we're at Santa Anita for the Santa Anita Derby. In Santa Anita is in Arcadia, but there's that aura of Hollywood because you're only 30 minutes from Hollywood, and it's got that Hollywood theme to it, more or less. The fact of the matter is that no matter how many of these events you go to at Santa Anita, like I just mentioned, all these events, it doesn't have that vibe, that cool, happening vibe as it does at Del Mar opening day. Del Mar
opening
day.
How could that be?
Is the social scene of San Diego County.
Yeah.
Everybody comes out to be seen.
How could that be, though?
And be seen.
I guess Del Mar just has that history.
50,000 people, I think, come to opening day out there. And like you said, we've been there about six times, and it's happening. It's like Churchill Downs on Kentucky Derby Day.
Del Mar has the history, where I guess Santa Anita doesn't have that history. So that's fantastic, which is, it's like you said, it's like the Kentucky Derby. Actually, yeah, it is. It's crazy. And it always seems like very warm, too, when we're down there. It's supposed to be 74 degrees and sunny next week, which
perfect.
Is perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, but we go, and it's the place to be seen and to see happening fashion. You've got gambling. You've got we're going to be at the Thoroughbred Club. It's got a great vibe to it, and it's really great. So this year, we're happy to be attending the After Pony Party taking place at the Rancho Valencia Hotel in Rancho Valencia, which is just near the racetrack, the Del Mar racetrack. And tickets are still available. Celebrate your wins with celebrity jockeys, luxury sponsors, and fellow racing enthusiasts at the exclusive opening day after party. Complimentary food and festivities include a welcome cocktail, heavy hors d'oeuvres, live DJ, and dancing. General admission tickets are $125, may be purchased online at, let me see, what's the website here? Let me see, get this for you right now. Oh boy, let me get this for you. Sorry for the dead air over here while I'm looking for this thing.
Okay, but yeah, looking forward to it. We got parties to go to, fantastic fashion up the yin-yang, good food, good vibe, lots of fun drinks.
Here's the website, and I guess it just seemed kind of odd. bit.ly/afterpony2019. So it's saying here that's the can be purchased online at bit.ly/afterpony2019. After Pony 2019, and also, Matt, a limited number of private cabanas with VIP bottle service are also available. So if you're into that, you can call 858-759-6493 or email kwoods@ranchovalencia.com for more information. So this is going to be great.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, join us as we cheers 30 exceptional years at Southern California's premier five-star resort. Wow, Rancho Valencia has been there for 30 years. I didn't know that. Well, congratulations to Valencia for being there for 30 years. This is great. So this starts Wednesday, July 17th at 6 p.m. and it goes to 10 p.m. It's the official opening day after party at Del Mar Thoroughbred Club.
How many years have they done that?
This is the first one. This is the first year, yeah.
But hotel's been there for 30 years. 30 years, the first time they're having the party.
Great.
Fantastic.
Looking forward to it. So if any of our listeners are planning to get down there to Del Mar opening day, make sure you go to Rancho Valencia for the after party.
Fantastic. Right? Grand Hotel. Have you started watching the show on ABC on Monday nights?
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, I do.
It's the episode from the other day, super corny.
I missed that. I got to watch it.
Cuts back. You know, he's in the owner of the hotels in the financial bind, so he decides to cut back on Christmas bonuses.
Oh, okay. Christmas bonus.
Now, when you say Christmas bonus, I'm thinking it's for management, but even all the housekeepers, the receptionists, everybody gets a bonus, so he has to cut back the cost because, you know, he owes that 200 grand or whatever. So everybody's all been out. They're like, what are we going to do without our bonus? I mean, how much of a bonus is a housekeeper going to get? And there's a couple things that are kind of cool. I do like the show because it takes place in South Beach, even though they're like never out of the hotel. It's always in the hotel, which is, you know, the Fountain Blue. But, you know, they're always in the hotel. They're never out anywhere.
Well, I know. They are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I like it. And
well, look at the Christmas Vacation. He was getting the Christmas bonus, too. They were counting on the Christmas bonus.
Well, yeah, he's a big-time executive there. I get that.
It depends where you work. I've always worked where they've had some sort of Christmas bonus. If it was just a Christmas turkey at the Cobalt Company or Christmas paper, Christmas wrapping paper, there was something. When I worked at Royal, we always got $100.
Yeah.
Everybody in the company got $100.
Best pizza in town here in L.A.?
It would probably I like Casabianca.
Casabianca. LA is not a pizza place. When you say pizza, you say either New York or Chicago. And my wife says New York. I always say Chicago. And after a recent trip to the Midwest and the South, in Chicago, my favorite place for pizza, your favorite place for pizza, Lou Malnati's.
For sure.
So many places to choose. I mean, tons of them. And, you know, whatchamacallit, our cousin Kimberly, her daughter, Ashley, loves Paisano. Have you ever heard of Paisano?
Maybe.
Just recently noticed it on the trip, but Paisano. But when you hear like the big three, you know, there's
Gino's,
big three. Gino's,
Luminali's,
and Giordano's, I think.
Yes.
But while we were on our trip last week, Mark, the survey that we were taking, Lou Malnati's is far above. And they're also in Phoenix, two of them in Phoenix. So
Spinato's is in Phoenix, and that's fantastic.
But anyhow, Lou Malnati's, which is the best pizza in Chicago, has hit Phoenix, and hopefully they come out here to California. But again, we were invited guests to participate, and the pizza takes about 45 minutes to order, which is not a problem.
You mean to make?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah, sat outside, wonderful evening on the by the sidewalk. Pitcher of beer, great hors d'oeuvres, fine platter with cheeses, mozzarella sticks, zucchini, and so forth. And then the pizza comes. And let me tell you something, 45-minute wait for your pizza after you order, not a problem. It's good pizza. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fantastic pizza. And they're known for their classic Italian, and it's deep dish, too. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is that like the best pizza? So a lot of choices when you're in Chicago, everybody. A lot of choices. But if you've only got one night or one choice, make it a Lou Malnati's night. And several locations in the downtown area. There's the Gold Coast, and then there's also one farther near, I guess, the Loop, as you call it. But get to the one in the Gold Coast, because the Gold Coast is fantastic. LouMalnati's.com for the best pizza in Chicago. Yeah. And the best pizza in the country. It's better than New York. But again, my wife likes New York.
Well, Spinati's in Phoenix is a close third.
Yeah. But now that Lou Malnati's...
Lou Malnati's is always my favorite.
And now that Lou Malnati's is in Phoenix, so they'll give Spinati's a...
I'm just saying, you mentioned what do you think about best pizzas, and you can only think of a couple of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. There's no doubt about it.
Our guest today is going to be Stuart Sobeck. We're going to bring him in at the bottom of the hour talking about the Concours de l'Elegance. Harris Brothers love the Concours de l'Elegance, and we partake in the one that's locally here on Father's Day in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it was great. It was a scorcher that day.
Yeah, it was a scorcher. Yeah, it was like June 17th, whatever. It seems like it's always hot on Father's Day. So fantastic Concourse d'Elegance, and Rodeo Drive, a perfect place. They're always at these wonderful locations. So we're going to be talking about the upcoming Las Vegas Concourse d'Elegance taking place in Las Vegas.
Now we're in the summertime, actually. You know, there's stuff going on in this town all the time. And one thing that we've been doing for about 5 years now is attending the Pasadena.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, about 5 years.
Yeah.
Is the Pasadena Pops concert in Arcadia at the L.A. County Arboretum.
Love it.
Yeah, it's great. And it's hosted by the principal Pops conductor, Michael Feinstein.
Love it.
Now, we were at one concert already. Was the opening concert.
Was that 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago?
June 22nd was the Great American Songbook. The next one taking place is the Saturday, Rhapsody in Blue. And this is great. Again, Michael Feinstein's conductor, Patty Austin, soloist, Frederick Hodges, piano, and Tony Yazbek, soloist again. This Saturday is going to be Rhapsody in Blue. The Gershwin's era meets the energy and excitement of the jazz age with music by George and Ira Gershwin, Duke Ellington, and more. Now, this is Pasadena Pops at the LA Arboretum. The website is PasadenaSymphony-Pops.org. Phone number is 626-793-7172. Tickets still available, and this is great for Concert Under the Stars. You have a table, or you can picnic there with you just bring bring your chairs, bring
Love
your food,
it.
Bring your wine.
Billy Blank, isn't that the name of the
performers,
yeah.
Billy Blank.
Oh, when he always gets his introduction. He's been there like forever, the old guy.
He has been there.
And he had that story about Frank Sinatra.
Billy Blank had the story about Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
No, it's Larry Blank.
Larry Blank.
He's a conductor.
Yeah.
But Larry Blank's got a lot of stories, and Michael Feinstein, he's got a story about everything.
Yeah.
So it's the Pasadena Pops at the LA Arboretum Summer Series. It goes through September. You've got Michael Feinstein sings Cole Porter August 3rd, music of Elton John August 24th, and it finalizes with the MGM Movie Classics on September 14th. Tickets still available.
It's going to be a hot one, so dress appropriately.
It's in Arcadia. It's something we've been doing for 5 years. We love it. You got to go.
Yeah.
It's great, fun, entertaining. Yeah. It's like going to the Hollywood Bowl, except better, because it's right here.
Fantastic.
You don't have to worry about parking, massive crowds, 20,000 people. It's fabulous.
Did you watch the All-Star game the other day?
Yeah,
I can't get more than 15 minutes into it. It just seems like it's a snooze fest.
Well, because Blake's a big baseball fan. Yeah. We watch the whole thing.
But it always does pretty good in the ratings, so it just goes to show you that baseball still is America's...
And it comes to L.A. Dodger Stadium for the first time in 40 years next year.
Yeah. Fantastic. Speaking of sports, how about them Clippers and how about them Lakers, huh? Boy, so Toronto goes from being the top of the heap to being the bottom of the heap again.
Yeah.
Amazing they won the world championship, but so happy that they bumped out... whatchamacallit, those damn Warriors.
Yes, I think the Warriors are done now.
I can't get away. Yeah, they're done. They're definitely done. I can't get away from Steph Curry. I don't really care for him in general. We're walking down Michigan Avenue. He's got some clothing line at Nike or whatever. Huge window. Picture of him there. Turn on some food show last night on Fox. His wife is a chef, a cookbook author.
Oh,
did you know that?
Know that.
Point being, can't get away from him, but I'm glad he's not. The Warriors are toast for the next couple of years, for sure. Now all of a sudden, it's going to be the battle of LA, the Clippers against the Lakers. Everybody else is on the back burner. Nobody in these is going to compete with them. And these dollars that these players are getting, astronomical.
Yeah, I think Kwame Leonard's getting $33 million a year.
Yeah, but that's nothing compared to the other ones
that's the standard.
Yeah, that's the standard. Other ones are getting 46, 44. And then speaking about back to the All-Star game, Mike Trout, when they introduced him the other day on the red carpet, they said he's a $500 million baseball player.
Wow.
Now, he signed a $425 million contract, but that is a lot of money.
And Machado's making $35 million a year, isn't he?
He signed $330 million,
right.
Just like Bryce Harper.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's you said, these numbers, 33, 35, 40 yeah. million a year.
It is crazy, but the thing is, with baseball, you play 164 games.
Yeah.
You know? Also, Mark, I'd like to give a big shout-out for the Magic Parlor that takes place at the Palmer House in Chicago. The Magic Parlor is a magic show, and it is...
They call it close magic, isn't it?
It's close magic, yeah. It's close magic, and the magician is Dennis Watkins. And this guy is definitely... Man, and the close magic, like you said, it's not like David Copperfield where you're like making the Empire State Building disappear. It's right in front of
you. Close magic.
Yeah. This guy, Dennis Watkins, and check him out. He was on Penn and Teller within last year. Go to YouTube, check him out on for the Penn and Teller. But the Magic Parlor, he's been doing this at the Palmer House, which is an old hotel in downtown Chicago. He's been doing this for 7 years, and his grandfather was a magician, so now he's been doing it. And this guy is above the rest. I mean, he is. Not only did we participate in the magic show, which was there were about 25 people, we were invited guests for the encore show where there was only 8 people at
the table.
That's
like an elite, smaller.
This was an elite of the elite. Like you remember, Mark, first he brings everybody in. He was doing some magic, like you said, close hand. When you see it on TV, you question, you're not quite sure, but he's doing it right in front of you. It's unbelievable. It's fantastic. So if you're in Chicago, get to the Magic Parlor. Their website is themagicparlorchicago.com and see Dennis Watkins. It's every Friday night. And
so it's only Fridays?
Only Fridays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he just recently opened up a magic show in Pittsburgh. But when you're in Chicago, it's a great place, great hotel, great
House,
venue. And it's a 90-minute show. I got a free poster as well, which is great, But it's a 90-minute show. And you know what, Mark? Alcohol is included, wine and beer.
Wow.
So I believe the fee is $79 for a 90-minute show.
Fabulous.
Which is where else could you see a magic show?
I saw it last year, and I thought last year's show was just phenomenal.
Yeah, so get to the Magic Parlor, check out Dennis Watkins, and thank you so much for the invitation. Had a pleasant evening, and look forward to going back
Parlor,
again in Chicago.
The, the Palmer House is a great place to have this thing, right?
Yeah. Like I said, it's very fitting because it's an old, old hotel, and it was in a large room, and the encore was in a smaller room, Mark. I thought we were going to be taking part in a seance.
Right.
Because there was a circular table, and it just seemed that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Last night was Wednesday night. It's Storage Wars Wednesday. Were we on?
No.
We weren't on.
We haven't been on in a
couple of weeks.
At least a month.
At least a month.
Yeah, at least a month. I don't know why.
You might want to look into that, Mark, and see. Hopefully we're on
next
week.
Our ratings have taken a dip, I think.
Is
so
that
when
right?
Your ratings take a dip, they move on.
Next week is Comic-Con starts next week. I remember the first time we went to Comic-Con. We just got out of the car, and we were like ambushed.
We were identified.
Yeah.
We were recognized.
We were recognized or ambushed. And speaking of ambushed, we have something coming up. We'll discuss that at a later show.
Right.
But,
Hey, you were also, when you were on your trip, you were in Nashville, weren't you?
Nashville.
And didn't you go, what about Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson. And Andrew Jackson's home of the People's President, Hermitage.
Yeah.
Hermitage, where yesterday touches today. Fantastic. Huge. It's like 20,000 acres. Open windows in time at the home of America's. Do you know what president he was?
Seventh.
Like? Okay. Seventh president. And encounter the era, the people that shaped a young nation's future. Fantastic. It was a wonderful day to be there, too. It was a little warm, but it was early. You hear all the birds chirping. You hear the bugs, like, buzzing. Just a beautiful, beautiful home that they've kept completely intact. You can't touch anything. You know, they don't want you touching anything. It's not like a chair where you can't sit or whatever. They don't want you touching anything. Original wallpapers. Everything was about it was kept the same way it was as it was 200 years ago.
Wow.
And the day before that, Mark, we were at Graceland in Memphis.
Oh.
So it's funny how you go from Graceland that was built in 1956 to this place, and everything was, I mean, you couldn't even get near anything at Graceland, but at least you were able to get close to a lot at Hermitage. I like the name too, Hermitage. So when you're in Nashville and you got a little bit of extra time, or you're looking for other things to do other than country music, and there's tons of stuff to do for country music, get to Andrew Jackson's Hermitage. It's about 10 minutes outside of Nashville. Definitely worth the time. Definitely worth the drive. Again, it's only about 10 minutes. So check out Andrew Jackson's Hermitage, where yesterday touches today. The people president, right, Mark?
Yes, the people president.
And he's on the $20 bill, too, right?
He surely is.
Who did I met somebody in Nashville last week. He says, oh, yeah, Andrew Jackson, he's on the $5 bill. I'm thinking, how in the world can you think that, right? But anyhow, big shout out to Andrew Jackson's Hermitage.
Wow.
And they opened up a hotel there too. And as far as tourist attractions for the hotel, the Hermitage Hotel, which is like just 2 minutes away, it says the best bathrooms in Nashville.
That's an interesting claim to fame.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to check it out because we were on our route for the Midwest trip up north.
Wow.
But check it out.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds real good.
Yeah. Kate Plus Eight or Date. Have you seen that show?
No, not yet.
I mean, how many times is this woman going to have a reality show?
Right, this is the third one.
Yeah, and this is about her
interesting
dating.
Concept.
Yeah,
but I have to wonder: did they come to her and pitch it, or did she go to them? Did she go to them and pitch it?
I got a feeling they went to her.
Yeah, I guess you know.
Some people did just.
I wasn't a big fan of her. And then she was on Dancing with the Stars.
How'd she do?
I don't think she did all that good. You know, it's weird because now I think a couple of her kids are in college, and it just seems like how time flies. And, you know, in the flash of an eye, it's just suddenly 20 years is gone. And, you know,
yeah,
just like Staples Center celebrating their 20th birthday. that one girl, the women's soccer, it was 20 years ago that we won, and she tore off her jersey. Wow. Whatever, they had that thing at the Rose Bowl yesterday, where they, or the two years ago, they had the statue that they unveiled over the Rose Bowl.
Boy, 20 years ago.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like a flash, what do you say, a flash in the eye or flash in the...
Flash in the pan.
Flash in the
pan.
Actually, no, just like
a... Flash in the pan.
Yeah.
I think it's
Flash in the pan is another meaning. But anyhow, how fast 20 years goes by.
Boy, it sure does. Yeah. Well, you know what they say too, Mark, the older you get, the quicker it goes by.
I heard somebody say that the other day.
Yeah.
You and I love our food festivals, our wine festivals, any type of festival, because we like to eat. You know, we attended this thing, just, again, back to Santa Anita. There's always things going on in Santa Anita.
This is
one of the places that we went to a couple of weeks ago. It's the L.A. Food Fest taking place at Santa Anita Park Saturday, June 29th. Of course, it took place in one of the hottest days of the year, but it's great because it's in the infield, and it was spread out all over the place. They had food, wine, beer, breakfast items, dessert items. This is great. It's like, you know, this is one of these things you pay once and you go in and you sample and you have everything. And I mean, they really had just about everything imaginable. They had an ice cream social where they had ice creams, sweets, Voodoo Donut, which is based in Portland. It's a great donut shop, but based in Portland, but it's so good. They've come out here in the Los Angeles area. So we had it a couple weeks ago. It was fantastic. I'm just trying to think of a couple of the great foods that they had over there, which was, I think, one of the best things I liked about it was the... Okay. Let me see. Oh, okay. Well, it looks like Matt just brought in our guest, Stuart. So we're going to be talking with him in just a second over here. But again, if you like, I think this was the 10th annual LA Food Fest. So go to LAFoodFest.com. Start playing next year's, I guess, right?
Yeah, for sure. Mark, our in-studio guest, Stuart Sobeck. Did I pronounce it right?
Yes, that's correct.
Stuart Sobeck with the Las Vegas Concours d'Elegance is our guest for this morning.
Stuart, and welcome.
Hi, how are you? Mark, welcome
to Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Stuart, I'm not, you know, we were back and forth with your PR guy. I forgot what his name was.
Tim Bullen.
And so I'm not sure how much correspondence we had back and forth, but Harris Brothers have always been a big fan of the Concours d'Elegance. And I'm pretty sure, is this year the first Las Vegas one?
This is.
Okay.
The inaugural show.
Lots of information to cover. Got to ask you, why Las Vegas? Why now?
Well, I'm a 31-year car guy.
Okay.
So first of all, I'm the guy who goes to these shows.
Yep.
And I've been doing it it's my hobby. It's my life. I'm a car collector.
Yep.
I'm a car guy. I've been to Pebble Beach. This will be 32 years.
Wow.
How many years have they been doing in Pebble Beach?
32.
Oh,
okay. This will be 32.
Okay, so you've been there from the start.
Which is plenty. It's almost 70
years. So Las Vegas is getting a touch of class these days. Yep. Last year was the first polo match that they had there, and then this year's going to be the first Concours d'Elegance. So things are getting classy in Las Vegas.
Very nice.
We know Las Vegas for Las Vegas, but polo, Concours d'Elegance.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's stepping it up a notch.
Yeah.
We are. We're trying to do that. We're trying to add to that element, too.
Love the logo, too, Mark.
It's a cool logo.
Yeah. Team did it. I was telling Stuart it's nice to have a team.
Oh, I like that.
We like a team.
Yeah.
We love to have a team. Yeah. So when we first found out about it, Stuart, we were very excited, and hence the reason for you being here today.
Right.
So let's hear all about it.
So I'm a 31-year car guy, and I live in Las Vegas. I've been there since 2005.
Okay.
From where?
From California.
Okay.
I've been up in California all my life, north and south. So all of a sudden, I was at Pebble Beach a couple years ago, and I said, you know, why don't we have this in Las Vegas? We have everything in Las Vegas now. Got the Raiders are coming.
Yeah.
We've got baseball team. We've got basketball.
Hockey.
Hockey. Let's not forget
polo.
That.
Right, yeah.
So all those things are coming. I said, why don't we have a world-class car show? We really need it at this level, like a Pebble Beach level. And so I started working on that, and that's where we are today. We're 3 months away from our inaugural show. We're super excited.
How long have you been working on it?
Over 2 years.
Yeah, it's quite a project.
It is.
I mean, this is like making a major motion picture.
Or planning a wedding.
It's a
big wedding, but not only that, because we're in Las Vegas, there's a super big expectation. And people are thinking we're coming out of the shoot like the show's there, like the performances do.
Right.
So we have to start. I tell people we don't get 3 or 4 chances. We've got to come out of the shoots like a 10th or 12th year show.
Right.
That's what people are thinking, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah, from what we've been seeing with your postings all the time, which is great, and just on your website and so forth, and even this little press kit that you just gave us, looks like you're going to be coming out of the gate on fire.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole intention. You know, since we don't have anything to show you from last year,
mm-hmm.
we had to put a kit together like this to show you at the
very
level,
impressive.
The level at which we're
operating. And I must say, one thing that the Harris brothers really, really like is the opening act gala on our birthday, Friday, October 25th.
Yeah. I knew that.
Oh, that's why you picked the date. Oh, fantastic.
Of course, I was planning it around you guys.
Where
why
is
wouldn't
this?
I?
Yeah, that's great. Where is this taking place? Where in Vegas?
Which part?
Oh, that's right. It's multiple things.
It's a multi-day
right.
event.
Okay.
The opening night gala, it's at the...
Caesars, I think, right?
It's Keep Memory Alive Event Center.
Okay. Yeah, with the Frank Gehry...
It's a beautiful Frank Gehry building.
Which is almost near downtown, correct?
Yeah, it's about a 10-minute ride from
Bellagio. Yeah, that's a great building.
Yeah.
It's a super sexy building. That even a lot of people in Vegas haven't had a reason to go in there. So part of my reason for being is to give people a journey, and they need to see Vegas. They need to learn some things there. They need to see not just the stuff that they normally see
mm-hmm.
on going down to the Strip. I want to take people on a journey so they see some things they haven't normally seen. So this is one of them.
So
Friday night, the gala at the Frank Gehry building. We brought Wolfgang Puck in to do the food.
Wow.
We've got an open bar for 3 hours. We've got some very Vegas-style entertainment.
Yeah.
And just some really cool things to knock your socks off and to say, we're here.
And then you got the concourse on Saturday. And then I like what you got going on Sunday. You're going to be driving on the Strip.
We are.
Closing the Strip off.
No, it's not closed.
Okay.
Because that's a whole different venture.
I was going to say, how in the world did you make that? That seems
it's very hard to do.
But
my dream of these cars, being a Concours type of guy, the dream of seeing these cars driving down the Strip, the contrast of those old cars with these cool buildings, and just the whole scene is going to be amazing.
Sure.
And they're cars that you'd never see on the Strip otherwise, so it's going to be very visual, very good for the city, really fun, and just a super cool event for everybody that sees it.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. What kind of a response are you getting?
Oh, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
For the drive?
Yeah, for the whole Concourse coming to Las Vegas.
We have guys are tripping over themselves right now to sponsor us.
Yeah.
For a first-year show, it's really unbelievable many people are coming at us and how it's such a great response.
Well, that's always a good sign.
That is a good sign. How many cars do you have involved so far?
We've got about 125 cars.
Okay.
And all the cars are invited.
Okay.
And part of what my job to do was to go out and to source these cars and to meet the collectors and actually invite a specific car to be there
mm-hmm.
so that we know they're the best collectors from all over the country.
Yeah.
We've got, and so we curated the cars and brought them in so the people know that this is a very high level show. A lot of the people that show at Pebble or Boca Raton or Amelia are our participants also.
Did you know about Boca Raton? What part of the year is the one in Boca Raton?
It's in February.
February.
It's early. Yeah.
We're there every year in November for a Chris Everett charity event, and we love the Concourse, we love the Elegance, and we love Boca, so we need just made that connection.
Right, we'll see you there. We'll see you there next year.
Absolutely. We love Boca.
Yeah.
Boca's
a perfect fit. Oh, is there one in Palm Beach? Because it seems like Palm Beach would be a good fit,
there's
too.
A big Florida. A Ferrari show in Palm Beach.
That's even more fitting.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's even more fitting.
Yeah.
Is there one car that specifically stands out? I'm sure there's a ton of beautiful vehicles, but is there one that's something? I'm going to digest all this information later. But
the car that's really stands out is since I'm the chairman, right? I get to do some things I want to do.
So
part of my job was to invite some of my favorite cars of all time,
mm-hmm.
and my favorite car that I invited is in Reno. It's at the Hera Collection. It's called the Phantom Corsair.
I love the name, and that would be it right there.
That's it.
I think I've seen
it. It's from 1938. I call it the original version of the Batmobile.
It looks like it's had a Flash Gordon.
It is very reminiscent of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was built here in Pasadena with Heinz ketchup money.
Mm-hmm.
And
interesting.
It's an amazing rare car. And so I invited, that's my favorite car of all time.
Still have the cars on exhibit?
In
it
Reno.
It used to be there when it was Imperial Palace.
That was in Vegas, and now it's in Reno.
It's in Reno.
So they relocated it
from
Vegas. Because I was just wondering about, because I know.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, just recently. We're like, whatever happened to that?
Cars?
When Imperial Palace was gone. It was like the car show was gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're in Reno, and they're full swing, and they're doing some work up there, and they're kind of a partner with us because we're both in Nevada, and so we know that we'll be sourcing cars from them, and they've been really helpful. So that's my favorite car, and it's a priceless, amazing car. And to see that car rolling down the strip,
yeah.
I asked Jackie Frady, the curator of the museum, the manager, and she said, "We're going to drive it on the strip."
Great.
I've never seen it run. It's my favorite car of all time. Yeah. Boy, so it's going to be a super visual.
It seems like you'd be almost afraid to drive a vehicle like that.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I'm not going to get to drive it.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like
the gentleman who's the handler. Right.
Even if he's driving it, I wouldn't want to be the one to drive
it. I'd feel like super paranoid.
I hope that Jay Leno is going to make it this year.
We've invited him.
Okay.
Pending his schedule.
Yeah. We attended at that Greystone in Beverly Hills.
Right.
I guess, was that a concourse at the Greystone Mansion?
It was a concourse. Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't have it last year. They didn't have it this year for whatever reason.
He came with something. I don't want to say
car.
It was like
he had a really big.
It had, I'm not going to say it looked like this, but it had.
It was an Art Deco type of car.
Art Deco type.
He's got
some
wonderful cars.
Yes, he does.
He's got a
matter of fact. You've seen.
I've seen him driving like a 1918 something or other over the canyon that looked like it belonged
in a show.
Yeah, right. I mean it was like before the 20s.
Yeah,
and it was huge.
And he was at the Rodeo Drive concourse. I think Jay Leno checking things out too.
Yeah. He goes to a lot of them.
And he's a personable guy. You know, people come up to him and he interacts with them all.
He's very available.
Takes pictures, autographs, and everything.
Yeah,
he's a great
super
guy.
Down to earth.
He's great for car collectors.
So you have the gala or gala. You have the concourse.
Concourse on Friday.
You have the strip.
A strip tour.
And then you have
a celebrity golf tournament.
Which is
benefiting the Art Center, transportation design here in Pasadena.
Oh.
That is our beneficiary.
Great.
And so we're doing that as it is kind of to raise money for them we've started a scholarship with them. We're celebrating design with Helene, with the things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to put money back into the design.
Boy, you
world.
Are clicking on all cylinders and all components for making this happen in
right.
a big way.
We're
too
trying.
Bad our, well, I'll speak for myself. Too bad, well, I'm going to say for both of us, too bad our golf games aren't what they used to be many, many years ago because we definitely would be taking part in this.
But absolutely.
I'm not ashamed to say it would be embarrassing for me to even pick up a club nowadays.
I've seen you golf.
Yes.
You're right. It is embarrassing.
Well, no, I said I'm not proud. I got no problem saying that that's the truth because no need to waste anybody's time or it'd be good for a laugh.
Will you be having any cars that weekend in from the Peterson Museum from here in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm a lifetime member of the Peterson Museum.
That's a great place.
And I'm a Checkered Flag member. So we've got a couple of beautiful cars coming from the Peterson.
Okay.
We've got it coming from Peter Mullen's collection in Oxnard. He's a big French car collector. Yeah. We've got him coming from the Hera collection. So we've got some really nice museum cars coming.
Stuart, I've got to ask you, this is the first time you've done this. What is your background? I mean, how do you get into doing something like your car collector?
I'm a car lover.
Car lover?
I'm a car lover, and I've been in these clubs forever. I've been in the car clubs and the car world, and I wanted to do something that's really unique. So going to these shows for 32 years, I go to them, I see things I like, I see things I don't like. And so, you know, sitting at Pebble 2 years ago, I thought, why don't we have this in Vegas? But I thought, if you do it, I want to do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought about things I like and things I would want to do. Oh, that's a really cool thing that they did,
mm-hmm.
or I don't like that. And people I'm with have always talked about the bathrooms or lack of them or how great they are, or one thing or another, how good the food is, how bad it is. So I want to do it my way, and I want to leave my mark in the car hobby.
You are the perfect person to put one of these things together because you're an expert when it comes to the concourses and the auto shows, going to them for 30 years. You know what a car fan expects and requires by attending these things.
Right.
So you put together 30 years of attending these events to create the perfect concourse for the fan.
I would like to think it would be, yes.
Yeah. Well, it seems like based on your experience attending these things for as long as you have, all the ones you have, you're the ideal person to put together the perfect car show.
Right. I'm not some guy from the outside world saying, oh, let's figure out how to make some money.
Right.
Like you and I can.
I'm a car lover.
Right. No. No.
You know, you have to be into
even though we love cars and we say, hey, Vegas has never had one.
Let's get this together.
No. I'm the right guy and I'm in the right place.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm really the guy to do it.
Yeah.
So it's a huge undertaking.
Let me ask you this, Stuart. Do you happen to know a gentleman by the name of Marty Fowler?
Yes, I do.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. We've known Marty for a couple of years. He goes to a lot of events. We go to San Diego Polo.
An associate slash acquaintance.
Yeah. We're gonna meet him at the opening of Del Mar next week. That he was gonna know Marty.
I kind of figured because Marty knows a lot of people, and if it comes to cars or if it comes to racing,
he lives down in the San Diego area.
Yeah, Rancho Santa Fe.
But he's up in L.A. almost weekly.
Yes,
he comes up for events, parties,
and
we go, holy crap, Marty. I mean, that's a long drive to come up for a party or a Friday night cocktail thing. It's like, I don't care.
He likes having a good time.
Yes, but traffic being as bad as it is in L.A., come from San Diego weekly or twice a week. Kudos to you, Marty.
Some people don't care about
that. He's always a smiling face. Yeah. How long have you known him?
I've known him for a bunch of years.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's always up at the...
Concourse at Pebble Beach.
I've seen him there a few times.
He's at the Beverly Hills. On Father's Day.
Yeah.
We missed you. I know you were planning on getting out there.
Yeah.
Boy, was it busy.
It was crowded.
We always do brunch beforehand at the Smokehouse right across the street from Warner Brothers. And it's so fitting to do the concourse.
For Father's Day, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Because
there's all that Hollywood history at the Smokehouse.
Right.
And then we go to the brunch, and it's just like,
the Concourse d'Elegance afterwards on Father's Day.
It seems like every year it seems to be getting better and better, bigger and bigger, and you got to get there early.
Yeah.
Because it's a great show.
I hope that happens to me. I hope you're talking about my show like that next year.
Well, what I've heard so far, it just sounds like this thing is the place to go.
And, yeah.
And it's got all the components to be a hit.
It is. We've really done that very carefully. We've partnered with Dragon Ridge, which is the most exclusive gated community in America.
Wow.
It's the new Hollywood Hills.
Really?
We've partnered with Bellagio.
Yeah.
We've partnered with Keep Memory Alive Event Center, with Wolfgang Puck, to show you that this is not some Saturday car show.
Before you did this event, did you engineer any other type of an event, whether it be Congress? Okay.
I've done multiple events for car clubs for many, many years.
I was going to say, man, out of the gate to go from coal to getting all these partnerships, that's pretty impressive.
I'm crazy enough to do it, but I also have some experience.
And I'm sure based on what we're seeing, like a year from now, Mark, we're going to be saying it's the second one.
Yeah.
20 years from now, the 20th annual one.
Yes.
And onward and onward. Where's the golf is taking place?
At Dragon Ridge.
The same place that
we're having the show.
Okay.
How far is Dragon Ridge? It sounds familiar. I've never been there before. How far is it from the Strip?
It's 13 miles from the Strip. It's an easy.
It's a shame that Robin Leach will not be here to enjoy this thing.
Have you ever met Robin?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah,
he was never, in my opinion, the friendliest guy, but he's the perfect guy to go to one of these things.
We met him several times, and even in Las Vegas.
Judged Miss Nevada with him.
Yeah.
We were fellow judges.
Well, that's a tough job.
And it was. And I remember I asked him the question, and this was a fair question.
Yeah, it was a fair question.
I asked him, I says, Robin, because we'd met him a couple times before, and I said, I got to ask you, what's your car of choice, Jaguar or Bentley? And he said, why do you ask?
Yeah.
And I said, well,
just curious.
I could see you as a Bentley driver.
Yeah.
But you're a Brit, so they love their Jaguars and they love their Bentleys or Rolls Royces too. But I, for whatever reason, I thought that he would be driving one of those. He didn't answer the question. He sounded offended when I asked him what his car, what he drives.
Yeah.
You know,
I want to hear what he said.
I thought
he was going to say both.
I thought he was going to say
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce. That's what I would have.
I can see him in the Rolls Royce.
Yeah. Because
it's too bad he won't be here.
Yeah. Or else he would, because he would be
absolutely
at everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
this
absolutely
is this kind of thing.
He had a carte blanche card, not actually the carte blanche
for restaurants and
anything
bars
in Las Vegas. Yeah. It was like a special card that he would just show that, and he would have.
He's Robin Leach.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was the Robin Leach credit card. So do you have a special, other than the, I know this is the one that probably everybody's looking for,
awesome,
the Phantom Corsair, and it's your favorite one, so I shouldn't ask again, but is there another favorite vehicle that's going to be that you're looking forward to share with everybody?
There's some beautiful cars that are coming.
Does a car like this come with security?
It comes with a driver and a handler.
Handler.
Yeah. A handler. That's the term.
Like
Westminster Dog Show.
Yeah, I heard you mention that earlier, and I associate a handler, like you said, with a dog show, and And
makes
or
sense.
Like when you walk with somebody down the red carpet, you know,
you got a publicist show, that you're
you have,
with
you have handlers.
There's
so.
Somebody, yeah, the gentleman from the museum. His job is to transport it and take care of it. And,
I didn't know if something specifically like this would come with.
Yeah, you get some jewelry from Van Cleef & Arpels. Yeah. They got somebody that's going to be with you handling it. So it's the same thing with these.
That's
cars.
Harder to steal though.
Yes, yeah.
Than a piece of jewelry.
You're right about
and
that.
Now all of a sudden it sounds like Ocean's 12 or something. I could see this being a movie.
Yeah, we are in Vegas. Yeah,
you got to have a handler. I like it. I like it.
The perfect fit. So October 25th, October 26th, October 27th, and October 20th. How's your golf game, by the way?
My golf game is weak.
Okay.
I will be watching you guys.
I'll
be learning from you.
What is the website? Do you have a website for this thing that we can share with our listeners?
Yes, it's LasVegasConcours.com, which is CONCOURS.com.
So after this, are there thoughts of branching out to other cities or just focusing on getting this larger and better and bigger next year, or bring this to
No, we don't have any aspirations to go anywhere else. This is my hometown, so this
and
is
this
something
is probably,
I want to do for my town.
This is a full-time project, too.
It is a full-time job.
Well, you know, usually these big shows like this, it takes a full year to get this thing together.
Yeah.
Like we said earlier, it's like a movie. You know, it takes a lot of people.
And right when the show is over, you start like with
start
the
playing
with
the next one. Yeah,
actually we're working on year two and three right now.
Wow.
Those are both in progress.
Yeah.
So, but we are, you know, Pebble Beach is a 9-day event. Pebble Beach is the grand dame.
Right.
You know, it's a week and with a weekend on either side.
Yeah.
And it's had 70 years to get there.
Yeah.
But what we aspire to do is to start off with this 4-day,
mm-hmm.
With this juicy, beautiful show and get people excited. And then every year we're going to add an event. So one year we can add historic car races. We'll add an auction element next year.
Mm.
The next year we'll add a special party. Next year we'll add a car corral or car club event. And we can see this very rapidly growing because of the infrastructure that we have in Vegas. Mm. We've got great roads. We've got hotels. We've got every celebrity chef in the world. This could really easily be a 7 or 8, 9 day event.
It makes sense.
Before long.
It's a global tourist destination. So people coming around from around the world could throw this into their vacation.
But what I've had people say to me also is, look, I have a family and they're sick of car shows. I love car shows, but my family is sick of it. They'll come here because there's something else for them to do.
Right.
So I get to do my car show. My wife and my daughters, they'll go to the salon, they'll get their hair done, they'll meet for lunch. As long as I'm at dinner on time, I can do what I want during the day. So everybody gets what they want.
Perfect.
And the idea is they can spend a few days there and they can do other things, see a show. Where else can you do all this in one place?
I don't think you can.
There is no place.
Great idea. Yeah. Great location. Great. It sounds fantastic.
So when you to start something like this, I mean, I guess you have to get the city's approval and the mayor's approval. Mm-hmm. And I would assume when you pitch that right off the bat, they loved it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, everybody loves it.
How could somebody say no, right?
Yeah, this is a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
You know.
You're right about that. Yeah. Win-win for absolutely everybody.
So
Social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I would assume it's all,
Las Vegas Concours.
Las Vegas Concours, mm-hmm. De Elegance on Twitter. Are
Instagram?
You on TikTok and
Facebook?
Well,
no, Facebook and Instagram is where we are.
You know, there's all these other that we're even being introduced to in a daily TikTok and all this. It's out of control for sure.
Yeah.
But the meat and potatoes is Facebook, Instagram,
and Twitter.
A lot of people still use Twitter. I know you do.
You want a fun fact?
Yes.
We're already ranked number 5 in the Facebook world.
Wow.
In Concours, in the level Concours. And we haven't even done a show yet.
That's pretty impressive.
We're ranked above people that have been doing it 15 and 20 years.
And 3 months away, you're still
What would you attribute that to, Stuart?
Because we're working it really hard, and I think the interest in Las Vegas is very high.
You put out a good variety of postings, too.
I mean, we try.
Had a couple good ones today.
And it's a good it's a good variety. A lot of other people, they post the same thing consistently, you know. But you, from the get-go, so your team or yourself, kudos, because it's
social media promotion is huge nowadays, especially when you've got something like this.
But it's a good variety of stuff. You don't see the same crap over and over again. Like for sure.
Well, and also you got the cars. Every poster you're going to have, you have a different car.
Yeah. Everyone. We've got a lot to talk about now. We have a lot to show what we are going to be doing.
It's like almost like the coming attractions at a movie when they're coming up. You know, you got about 3 minutes of a good thing. Whenever I see that, I go, oh, I got about 7 seconds of something pretty interesting coming up here right now. But it's going to be throughout the day.
Yeah.
So it's like fun stuff when you see them posting things.
Right. We want to have fun with it. We want people to to have fun with it, too. We want them to see what's coming.
Right.
And when they get there on the field, too, we want them to kind of know a little bit. The histories of these cars are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Bojangles Duesenberg coming.
Wow.
That's super cool.
Wow.
And, you know, go back in time. He was dancing on movies with Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
But to have his car there from 1935, it's a remarkable piece of work.
Boy, that's beautiful.
We Duesenberg. Want people to know that story when they're looking at it. They yeah. can see it and go, oh, okay, I know a little bit about that.
Are you going to have a Tucker?
We don't have a Tucker.
No, have a Tucker.
Not this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe next year.
There's a lot of cars out there.
Yeah.
We've got a full field.
I think they're only like 30.
Yeah, I think. And I think, what's his name owns, George Lucas owns, I think, like five of them or something.
Coppola, I think.
Francis Ford
Coppola. Yeah, between the two of them, probably own. Hell of a good movie. Right. Jeff Bridges was good playing
good,
him, too. But, yeah, I only just say that because...
You still have your Tucker?
I do. I got one that's from the...
Die Hard. Or
yeah, from the Mint. What was it? The
Franklin Mint.
Franklin Mint.
I had one of those, too.
Many years ago. I don't know what happened. My one tire is gone.
Oh, so it's not complete? It's not
one tire is gone. No. I don't know what happened to it. But
it's right. Under restoration.
It's under restoration.
That would be the terminology.
That's a key word. But this is exciting stuff. I'm sure you don't happen to have, like, a calendar at home that... Countdown, like Christmas, like
we do.
200, do you?
Oh yeah!
Wow.
Countdown.
We know by the second.
Wow. This is like the Kentucky Derby. They've got the 375 or 25 days, 14 hours, 22 minutes, 12 seconds.
Yeah. Are you getting nervous? Excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day, there's a little bit of terror and a little bit of excitement.
I guess it's like the day your daughter gets married. You hope that everything is going right. My daughter recently got married, and it's like you're hoping that everything goes right. This is happening. This is happening. We got that covered. We got this covered, and you're not going to hear any type of a question or delay or whatever.
Yeah.
No glitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah.
But it sounds like everything's... The I's are dotted, T's are crossed. It seems like it's going to be on road to be a huge success.
The beauty is that nobody knows really what to expect.
Yeah.
So we know what we want to deliver, and people are going to love it.
Right.
They're really going to like what they see. We really want to change the landscape of this car world a little bit. But people aren't going to know if we do something behind the scenes or don't include something or miss a beat.
Right.
But it's going to look great on the outside. We'll know, and we'll fix it for next year. But
yeah,
it's going to be a beautiful event like no one's ever seen in this car world.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
I bet.
Looking forward to it.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So if somebody needs to contact you, they could do it by way of your website.
Absolutely.
At LasVegasConcourse.com or Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter,
social media.
Las Vegas Concourse.
So again, this is taking place in Las Vegas, October 25th, 26th, 27th, and 27th.
Just a short,
28th.
3 months away.
Yeah, the golf tournament's on the 28th.
Just 3 months, yes.
Wow, it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Well, Stuart, thank you so much for being a guest on our show today. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, special or secretive or anything at all you'd like to just share with the listeners today?
Well, you know, we were in Vegas, so we've invited a lot of local celebrities there. And I'm not talking just the Harris twins.
Oh, wait a minute. Quasi-pseudo. That's what we are. We're quasi-pseudo. That's where we are. There's A, B, C, D, and then... There you go.
Yeah,
but thank you for
we've
those
invited
kind of
a lot. Let's just say we've invited a lot of important people.
Great.
And there's going to be a lot of great celebrity sightings.
Great.
There's going to be a lot of surprises. Our job, we feel, is to keep you on your toes the whole time.
We like
it's
surprises.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it's going to be one heck of a weekend.
And it sounds like you got everything taken care of, which makes it sound that much more special. And, you know, for the first time, it's going to make nobody knows what to expect. But, boy, when you're looking at this.
Yeah.
You know what to expect.
It's going
to
be good.
So, Stuart, thank you so much for being our guest today. And, look forward to the event in October on our birthday.
Yeah, how about that?
Weekend.
Happy birthday, guys.
Mark is going to take it away here as we're closing out.
Well, folks, thanks for tuning in and listening to the Tastemakers Radio Show this weekend. As we always say at the end of our show, life is short. Eat something good, drink something better, and just enjoy yourself. I mean, there's nothing better than just having a good time.
Love, eat, baby.
That's right. And make sure you get your tickets for the concourse soon. Until next week. Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.